Our everyday walk should be through faith in Christ as revealed in His Word, submitting to the King, the Messiah, the Lord of all, total minute-by-minute dependence in faith on an all-sufficient God every minute of our walk. If we walk this way, we will not become prey to false teaching that erodes from the sufficiency of Christ or redirects our heart away from Him.
Welcome to this Friday edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And our teacher is Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church. And Greg, today we'll return to our study in Colossians.
Yes, we will, Dave. And the passage is Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. So let's get right to it.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, today's message is one you'll want to share with a friend. Just tell them to visit etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. They'll find today's broadcast as well as a host of other archived broadcasts waiting there for them. Our web address again is simply etsradio.org. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
Remember, Paul had heard of their faith in Jesus and their love for one another, and now he expresses concern for their spiritual condition in Christ. He says here, rejoicing to see your good discipline stability in your faith. The Greek text literally says rejoicing and seeing, which implies rejoicing to see. Throughout Scripture, Paul has made it clear he has concern for the flock. And he's concerned in a good way and rejoicing in another way, depending where they're at. Here he's rejoicing right now. Hey, you guys are stable, as we're going to see. You guys have good discipline. You're in order right now, but there's threats on the horizon, guys. You're doing good, but there's threats. But I'm rejoicing that you're doing good. He says he's rejoicing, seeing, first of all, good discipline in their relationship with Christ. What's that mean? The term is taxis. It's not taxes, okay? It's taxis. Taxis was a military term for an ordered array. It described an array of soldiers in order, a group that is in step together. A single file line of soldiers, unbroken with no breaches. He's saying, I'm rejoicing to see you guys are in step with the Lord right now. You're in step together. I'm rejoicing in that. And then he says he's rejoicing in the stability of their faith in Christ. The term stability was another military term. By the way, we're at war. Bad guys out there. Satan, our enemy, right? Coming through man. But he's our enemy, right? This term stability speaks of a solid front to make sound. It's a military term. Speaks of unmovable. They were stable. They were firm. They were unmovable in their faith in Christ at this time. But there were dangers. I'm rejoicing to see you're in order and you're standing firm in Christ. Your faith in Christ. I'm rejoicing in that. I'm rejoicing in that. John would share in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than this than to hear of my children walking in the truth. I'm rejoicing if you're walking in the truth. Praise the Lord. But that doesn't take away the reality there are threats out there. Right? I'm happy now. Let's keep it that way. That you're right in Christ, right? I'm rejoicing now. I want you to stay right in Christ. Just stay in order and firmly stable. So Paul was concerned, but he was rejoiced in their spiritual condition. But notice, along with that joy, Paul doesn't stop. He teaches Christ, faith in Christ, from start to finish. Start to finish. He doesn't stop there. This is a wonderful verse, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. This is a great, wonderful passage. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Paul now continues his warning of the threats in light of his encouragement of their present spiritual condition. And he gives them the logical command which will protect them. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. So simple yet ignored, so simple yet forgotten. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. The term walk in Him is the verb here. It's a present imperative. It means continually, habitually walk in Him. You are being commanded. But there's a qualification. How we walk in Him. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord. This doesn't apply to people who aren't saved. That's why he's rejoiced in their stability. They're actually saved. They got to be people who are saved, who truly come to faith in Jesus as we'll say. He says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord. It's aorist tense, point in time, you received him. The term receive means to take to oneself. And we see it all throughout Scripture. And I'm not going to read all these passages, but talking about the Word of God being received. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13. And for this reason, we constantly thank God that when you received from us the Word of God's message, you accepted it not as the Word of men, but for what it really is, the Word of God. You see, when the gospel comes to you concerning your sin and the Savior Jesus Christ, when you receive that, then if you really receive it, you're going to receive Jesus. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, save me. You're going to receive him by faith. You're going to believe the message that you need salvation. You're going to believe the message that he's God who took on human flesh, who died for your sins and rose from the dead, and that only in him is there salvation from sin. You're going to believe that message wholeheartedly, and you're going to receive Jesus through faith. As you have received Jesus Christ, so Lord, we received him by faith, believing the truth that was revealed in the gospel. That's how we did it. It then says, so continually, habitually, walk in him. It's so simple, yet we forget it, yet we ignore it. It so protects us from the bad guys, because they got subtle things that pull you away from that. You see, in this short phrase is the encapsulation of who Jesus is. Notice this, he says, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, it's interesting because this exact phrase, this order in this way, is nowhere else in Scripture. We definitely have, you know, Christ Jesus. We have the Lord. We have Lord Jesus. We have Lord Jesus Christ. We have those. But Christ Jesus the Lord is nowhere else. That phrase is only here. So why is that so significant? Because it encapsulates who Jesus is and who he must be recognized to be saved. You see, we didn't receive a Jesus of our own imagination. We received Christ Jesus the Lord. You see? So here we have Christ. It speaks of the Messiah, the Anointed One. He is the King of Kings who will reign forever, who needed to suffer first for the glories to follow, as revealed in the Old Testament, as brought forth through Christ on the cross, dying for our sins, rising from the dead. He is also Jesus. You shall name him Jesus, the angel said, for he shall save his people from their sins. God took on human flesh, and he is the Lord of lords who saves. And then we see here very specifically, he is the Lord. Christ Jesus, the Lord. You didn't receive Christ Jesus, the idol. You received Christ Jesus, the Lord. It's very clear. We need to recognize that whether we acknowledge it verbally or exactly in the exact words. We need to know that in our hearts. We need to share it in a sense. Turn to Romans chapter 10. Let's see this. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near and in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching, that if you confess it with your mouth, Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You know, if you believe it, it's going to come from your mouth, right? I believe that. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And notice this, it's explained because it's all in the act of believing, okay? For whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call upon him. For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He's the Lord of all who died for our sins. Lord Jesus, save me. And you believed that he would. And you believed the message wholeheartedly. Nothing else was added to it. It was by faith alone. You believed the gospel. You believed the truth. And you received Jesus, Christ Jesus as Lord. Ephesians chapter 1 talks about how having heard the message, we believed. Having believed, right? We heard the message. By the way, we're not regenerated in advance and then we believe later to try and that reasoning. That's some of the bad reasoning, by the way, that I'm talking about. The Bible says that we were born again through the living and abiding Word of God. Yes, the Spirit convicts us through the Word and we can be convicted before we're saved. It convicts the world of sin, unrighteousness, and judgment. Yes. But we are saved by the truth of God and the God of the truth. We're saved by Jesus Christ as revealed in the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and that was the word which was preached to you. And that theology I'm mentioning takes away from the sufficiency of the word of God and the gospel, by the way. It's very dangerous. We were saved through faith in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How did we receive Jesus? We received him as Lord when we believed the truth of the gospel. Amen. So here, he says here, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, here's the command, so walk in him. In the same way, walk every day the way you got saved. This is revolutionary for your Christian life, by the way. The way you completely depended upon the Lord, believing him 100% in his word, is the way you walk every day, all time. Completely believing in him, completely trusting in his word. That is how we are to walk. Walk in the same manner. Our everyday walk should be through faith in Christ, as revealed in his word, submitting to the King, the Messiah, the Lord of all, total minute-by-minute dependence in faith on an all-sufficient God every minute of our walk. If we walk this way, we will not become prey to false teaching that erodes from the sufficiency of Christ or redirects our heart away from him. No one was ever saved by partially trusting Jesus, by partially believing it, by doubting and believing at the same time. We were saved through faith in Jesus Christ, and the same thing is for our sanctification. As you have received him, so walk in him. It's so important. It's so important. Every day of our walk must consist of the same trust and submission that was on that day you got saved. You just believed it. You believed his truth, and you called out to Jesus, Lord, save me. To keep the bee from deluded, we must walk the way we began. Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with part of your heart. With all your heart, right? Your entire heart. He says here, and do not lean on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Every day, we are so tempted not to believe the truth of God the way we did when we got saved. We need to hold to his precious and magnificent promises in every circumstance, in every situation. As you have received him, so walk. That's our life. We walk by faith, not by sight. Nothing else will do. You need to trust him and yield to him every day, believing what he has said in his word, trusting in the person of Jesus Christ, in the same way you trusted in him when you were saved. So important. It's a command. As therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Now at this point, as we finish up, Paul gives four dependent participial phrases with a supporting verb. And what does that mean? It's going to have these phrases that don't hang by themselves. They're usually translated with an ing, like having or doing or running. You know, I don't say running to the store. I say I was running to the store. So it's based on this, so walk in him, having, becoming, whatever those things are, right? So walk in. Think of it all together, okay? And this is going to help us because we got to remember what Christ did and we got to remember what he's doing now. And that'll bring us to thank him, okay? Look at verse 7 or verse 6. I'm going to read into it. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted. He wants to remind you of something. Now, there's going to be three participles here initially that have differing metaphorical emphasis. And what do I mean by that? The first one is a botanical illustration, firmly rooted, okay? We're going to see the second one is a building term, having been built up. And we're going to see the third one, established, is a legal term. And so these things are ways that Paul is showing what has happened to us in Christ, what is happening now, and therefore, this is the context in which we walk and trust the Lord. So he says, first of all, having been firmly rooted. It's a perfect participle. What does that mean? It's already happened, but it still affects you. You were firmly rooted in the past. When you believed in Jesus Christ, you were placed into the body of Christ. You were given the Spirit as a pledge. You were firmly rooted in your relationship with Jesus. Nothing can separate you from him. And the picture here is of a tree that is firmly rooted, that is drawing all the nutrients and the water it needs because it is firmly rooted. You've already been firmly rooted in Christ. Having been firmly rooted, Paul would say to the Ephesians, literally perfect tense also, even though it's not translated that way, having been rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:17. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in him, drawing everything you need from your relationship with him. You're rooted in him. It's already done. You're firmly rooted. Don't draw from anything else. You're rooted in Jesus. You're rooted in him. That's what's happened. Then there's going to be two present participles. It says here, and now, they translate a now there because they want to tell you it's present. And now being built up in him and established in your faith. You're rooted, and now you're being built up like a building. That's what God is doing. We are being built up and established in the faith. And don't forget what God uses to do that. Remember 1 Peter 1, we were born again through the living and abiding word of God. 1 Peter 2, therefore putting aside all malice and hypocrisy and envy and slander like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word that you may grow in respect to salvation. If you taste his kindness, if you're really saved. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, they accepted the word of God for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. You've been firmly rooted in Jesus, and now you're being built up. That's what God's doing. He's building you up. We saw in Ephesians 4, I read it earlier, that it is through the teaching of the word of God that we are equipped, we are built up. We see in Ephesians chapter 2, you can turn there, Ephesians chapter 2, we have this metaphor of what God is doing. He is building us up right now. You were rooted firmly, can't be pulled out. You are now being built up. So as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, having been fully rooted, being now built up, and being established, so walk in him. Ephesians 2:19, so then you're no longer strangers and aliens, speaking to the Gentile believers in Ephesus, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built up upon the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing to a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. He's building you up. He's taking his word and making us a holy temple. He's rooting out sin. He's changing us. He's making us a holy temple together. We also know in 1 Peter chapter 2, Turner, this is another portion here, 1 Peter 2, this illustration of being built up. 1 Peter 2, verse 4, and coming to him as a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, 1 Peter 2, 5, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house, for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And being the cornerstone, the next verse we see. So having been firmly rooted like a tree with its deep roots in the ground, but in Christ, we're now being built up by God through his word. And then notice he says, being built up, present tense, and then literally you could say being established in your faith. It's present tense participle. There's the ing in a sense. The term established here is a legal term. It speaks of a confirmation or an establishment of legal precedent. It's translated in other places, confirm. Confirm in a legal manner. 1 Corinthians 1:8, who shall confirm you to the end, blameless, the day of Christ. So we've received Christ Jesus the Lord, having firmly rooted, we're being continually built up, and we are now confirmed, literally, in the faith. New King James, I think, does a better translation. In the faith. We are being confirmed in the context of the truth of God, that which has been delivered once for all, the faith, the truth that we believe. That's why it's called the faith. Everything we believe is the faith. So that's why everything we should believe in God's word we see is the faith. So then, what God is doing right now, based on what he's done in the past, having been rooted and now being built up and established, confirmed in the faith. Remember how valuable and encouraging it is to have the full assurance of understanding the confirmation of the truth, right, that we believe. So then, walk in the same manner in which we're saved, total dependence, believing the truth of God, having been fully rooted in Christ, establishing your faith just as you were instructed. So notice here, all of this happens through instruction. the term didasco, it's in the passive voice. All this happens in our relationship with Christ through the instruction of the Word of God. He says here that it's through instruction, just as you were instructed. You were instructed. That's how you got firmly rooted. You heard the gospel. Then you were built up in that. Then you were established and confirmed. And we see that in the faith. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for what? First of all, teaching, for the same word, instruction. We know that we are built up through the Word of God as if we are instructed in it. You see why teaching is so important. That's why teaching and preaching is primary in the church, because God uses it to build us up, to make us like Jesus. And what is to be our response to this? What is our response to God having firmly rooted us through faith in Christ, to being built up, to being established in the context of instruction? What's our response? Look at the last participle, overflowing with gratitude. Tremendous. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, being built up. As you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, being established in your faith. As you received therefore Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, overflowing with gratitude. The term overflowing speaks of abounding, being rich, in abundance, surpassing. Overflowing in gratitude. The term gratitude is literally the term thanksgiving. Overflowing with thanksgiving. There should be a continual overflowing of thanksgiving. This is an evidence if you're walking the same way you got saved. You know, when you got saved, you didn't go, oh, great, that's great. You were rejoicing. And the same way we should be rejoicing each day as we trust Jesus. Overflowing with gratitude. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're not a thankful person to the Lord, I would tell you that you're not walking as the same way you received Him. If you are not walking in a way as you receive Christ, so walk, but that's not happening. If you're living your life and you're not depending on Jesus the very same way you did when you got saved, you are not a grateful person, I'll bet you. But if you're depending on Him, then He is working in your life. And oh boy, how wonderful that is. Overflowing with gratitude. Give thanks to the Lord for His good. You see, when you're trusting Him, then everything's in His hand, and oh, there's joy in that. Overflowing with gratitude. Wonderful. So then, our response to what God does through His Word, trusting Him, yielding to Him, should be the same response we had when we got saved. Overflowing with gratitude. Maybe some of you are not thankful because you're not walking by faith in the same way you were saved. That happens to us. We walk in and out of fellowship. But we should more and more be walking the same way as we were saved. When we were saved, we were thankful because we trusted Christ completely. And we should be thankful now. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you. Thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we close today's broadcast, how should we respond to what you've taught us in this message?
Well, first of all, Dave, do we understand, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, so walk in Him? Have you truly received Christ Jesus the Lord as your Savior? If you have, then you're commanded to, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. You see, we got saved by faith. We didn't trust in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ. We believed the truth of the gospel. We believed the word. And so we are to walk the same way. Nothing else, just trusting in Jesus, believing His word. Well, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you're receiving spiritual benefit from Equipping the Saints, would you prayerfully consider sending a gift today? Every gift makes a difference. No gift is too small, and every dollar is put right back into the ministry. To send a gift to Equipping the Saints, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to donate online, our web address is etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again next time, right here, for another edition of Equipping the Saints.